Hello and welcome to part 9. And what we're going to do is make a contact page, and on that page we're going to put a form, and when the user puts in their name, email, and their message, we're going to make that form send to your email inbox. Now, as to not waste too much of my and your precious time, our precious time, I'm going to show you the code at DevelopPHP in an article that I'm just going to temporarily put the code there. Actually, I'll just leave it there for anybody who sees this tutorial on down the line. Okay, I transferred that file onto my live server. I FTP'd it up, and now I'm going to press send now without putting anything in. I'm going to press send now, see what happens. You see? The way we programmed the form, nothing's going to happen. And the user, whoever's using the form, is, you know, they're going to know why nothing happened because they didn't put nothing in. They're being wise guys, so you don't want nothing to happen. But if I happen to put a name in, like my name, say my name is John, and then I press send now, it says the form is incomplete. Please fill in all the fields. And this can be styled up any way you want. Big, bold, and red, in a div tag, in a span, or whatever you want. You can make it output at certain places in the form field if you program your form really smart. Alright, so now let's put in an email address. My email at mysite.com, whatever. Whoever's contacting you. This person's name is John. He put in his email, and now he's going to put in his message. Hi, I would like to find a web designer. Send now. And there you go. Beautiful. Thanks. Your message has been sent. Fields have been cleared. Everything's cool. You press send now. Nothing happened. It's great. Now let's check our email. Let's open our email checking application, however you check your email. And let's see if we got anything here. Hey, look at that. Hi, I would like to find a web designer. John, and there's John's email. So you see, it works. It works pretty nice. Like I said, you want to make sure you put in a few more security measures. Maybe you want to put in CAPTCHA and email validation. If your site gets a good amount of traffic and you're worried about spam bots posting your form, you want to put CAPTCHA and maybe email validation. Okay? But other than that, this is a good way to do inline or internal parsing mechanisms for PHP forms. Sending you email, or you can send it to a database. Instead of doing this mail function, you just query your database and send all the data that the user put in to a database. Okay, so you might want to get your hands on the actual working code. So here is the URL where you can go and get that. You'll see that right there? That's the URL you want to type in. Right there. You go to that URL, you'll see it's titled for part 9 of this Dreamweaver series. And down in the page, you'll see I wrote you can just take all of this. You just read this right here. But basically, you can take all of this, the whole thing, all that code, and put it into a blank Dreamweaver file. Name it whatever you want. Go to it on your server. Test it out. If it works nice for you, integrate it into your design as a contact page, as I showed in the video. Okay, so we'll see you in part 10, which we'll just leave up in the air what part 10 is going to be about. And since people are requesting so many different things, a wide variety of different types of things, I'm not really going to listen to what you guys ask for me to show. I know that sounds mean, but it's not fair if I do one thing as somebody says and then everybody else's requests go unanswered. So I'm not going to answer anybody's requests. I'll be fair to everybody. That's good. See you in part 10. Bye.